You are now listening to Scheduling Fate, hosted by author and counseling astrologer, Jamie McGee. For more information, please go to SchedulingFate.com. Hi there, and welcome to Scheduling Fate. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for April 12th through the 18th. I hope you're having a good week. Thank you for spending some of it with me. All right, so the good thing about this week is we do not have a lot of transits. So we have time to process the stories that we're already working on, settle into what's happening, and plan where to go from here. Now, with that being said, we are working with a few energies, and one is Venus conjunct the North Node. But interestingly, as we move through this weekend, there's going to be some different conversations when it comes to Venus, our heart, our values, and that North Node, unknown direction, but feeling very fated and drawn in that direction. So this weekend, you may be dancing around, you know, should I not do it? But as we move through the week, you're going to be on the same page. My heart and this fated direction are aligned. Overall, this conjunction highlights a period of development when it comes to matters of love, self-worth, values, and it really helps you to embrace your independence and assertiveness because it's in Aries right now. It's definitely a time for pursuing passions and relationships that align with your true path. In other words, it sits right with your soul and it invites in personal growth and a forward momentum. Now, we also have Mercury, who's still in retrograde, meeting Chiron this week. So both of these energies are happening in Aries. That Aries area of your life is going to be really amplified. This conjunction emphasizes a healing through communication and learning. It often brings attention to past communication-related wounds, encouraging a journey towards healing. Now, I will say that often with this energy, that wound will surface up, that argument will happen again, and we'll feel really sensitive to it. And the invitation with this energy is to face it, to work through it, to find a way to heal this so we can put it behind it. But often our natural tendency is just to kind of turn and say, okay, well, it'll work itself out, or feel the pain and not look for the solution. So I encourage you to look for that solution. Because Mercury is in retrograde, this is not the first time you've seen this particular story. And it's definitely triggering a wound that you have probably carried for a long time. We also have the quarter moon in Cancer this week. That's that space between the new moon and the full moon. So we are going to be reminded of why we have these intentions or these goals to make changes. And there will be a decision point. Do I take action or do I put the goals on the table? All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at how this week's energy is going to be working in your chart. Hey, Aries, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, all of the energy that we have or that we're focusing on this week is in your sign. So you're definitely going to feel this. You're going to feel this in your individuality, your self-expression, your homework life balance, and your partnerships. So your top three focuses this week are vitality, self-expression, and partnerships. And a good way to think about this energy is as you move into this weekend, you may not be really sure if you are ready for this invitation that is on your doorstep. And as you approach it, there could be some wounds or some self-esteem issues. You may be thinking about your foundations that you have. How will this change this? How will your partners feel about it? Is it going to change your reputation? And as you move towards this, there could be some haunting voices, some arguments that come back up or discussions that come back up that make you feel like you have the imposter syndrome on some level. But I encourage you to trust that you are ready for every heart-based intention that's going to lead you down a new positive path that is aligned with your soul. You definitely have to trust that. We do have that quarter moon in the sign of Cancer this week, and that's going to highlight, again, your foundations and your roots. So you're going to really feel something around your home. But I think that this energy that you're feeling around your home is going to remind you as to why you need to make these healthy changes that Venus is guiding you toward with the North Node. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Taurus. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, mind and body, 2, endings and beginnings, and 3, local vibes. Now, let's talk about why. For you, a lot of this week's energy is happening more so behind the scenes or on a subconscious level. Something you're going to have to really work to tap into, but you should be able to notice it by following your heart. There might be a few triggers or emotions that grab your attention. Now, with this energy, you are working toward finding very fated but needed endings and beginnings. And in order to do this, you have to find a way to balance your mind and your body. How can you work with this energy behind the scenes to ensure that your daily habits and rituals support your overall health and wealth? That's a great question to walk with this week. Now, we do have a quarter moon energy, which is a little bit edgy, that space between those new moon intentions and that full moon happening in an area of your life that has to do with your habits, your local vibes, people, places, and things that you communicate with every day. And in this area of your life, you may have a little bit of frustration or a little bit of motivation that reminds you why you need to make these changes so you have a healthier balance when it comes to your one-to-one partnerships and how that aligns with all of your allies and the dreams that you have. So definitely look for those invitations and lean into the change that you want to see in your life. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Gemini. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your allies, 2, passions, and 3, your values. What's important to you and why? Now, let's talk about why. Now, the major transits that we're working with this week are happening in an area of your life that supports your allies, your dreams, people that are in the same network or have that same vision that you have. And this naturally flows into your one-to-one partnerships and that local environment, people you communicate or speak to, even the habits that you have. And the invitation is to really follow your heart towards a fated destination that sits right with your soul, that's aligned with the path that you're on. So you may go through a little bit of back and forth as you move through this weekend. You're not really sure if these changes are going to be supported by the friends that you have, or if you make these changes, if you're going to have the alliances that you need to be successful. And I encourage you to trust that, because there's going to be a little bit of self-esteem issues that may come up with this, or peer pressure or peer review. And the only peer that you need to worry about is that internal peer, that internal voice. You want to make sure that you feel good on the inside, because that's going to attract anything and everyone that you would need on the outside. Now, the quarter moon this week, that space between the new moon and the full moon, is happening in an area of your life that supports how you earn your money, your resources, what's important to you, and even your self-esteem. What this energy could inspire is reminding you, okay, these are the alliances that you did have, but this is the work that we do. This is the habits that we have, and this is what we need to do to support our overall health and wealth. What steps can we take to ensure that that health, that wealth, habits that we have are supported? And sometimes supporting those means that you will need new alliances, but trust that you will find beautiful endings and beginnings with your associations, and that all of your associations will be healthier when you're on a path that feels aligned with who you are. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Cancer. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your home work-life balance, 2, your sense of reputation or something with authority figures, and 3, your individuality or your self-expression. Now, let's talk about why. Now, even though this is a bit of a milder week as far as transits, we have space to process, it may not feel like that for you because the energy is really focused on a public area of your life and it impacts every corner because it is, especially your self-expression, partnerships, and your home work-life balance. And the invitation is to follow your heart towards a fated path that feels connected, that feels like it's aligned with your soul. And you're going to dance around that topic as you move through the weekend, but I think you're going to feel more concentrated as we get to the end of next week. And on this journey, we will have Mercury retrograde meeting Chiron. So there could be some self-esteem issues. You could be remembering past failed attempts, or you could be remembering attempts of other authority figures in your life and trying to learn from their mistakes. Any wound or any sensitivity that comes up this week, I encourage you to face it, to look it in the eye, to name it, because once you start to investigate that emotion and that energy, you're going to be able to take its power away. You're going to be able to learn from it instead of being imprisoned by it. Now, we do have a quarter moon this week that is happening in your sign. It's a great reminder of how far you've come with your new moon intentions, and it's encouragement to help you continue to work towards that full moon that we have in Scorpio, which is going to highlight what you love without reason, people, places, and things. So it's a very passionate and deep full moon for you just around the corner. I encourage you to lean into your intentions because that's going to help you work through any healing that you have this week and help you follow your heart as well. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your convictions, 2, new directions, exploring, even communication, and 3, endings and beginnings. Now, let's talk about why. Now, a lot of this week's energy is really focused on an area of your life that does have to do with your convictions, your beliefs, new directions, teaching, exploring, publishing what you feel. As you step into this week, you may feel like you're not really sure if this is the time to go in that new direction. Are you ready to step up on that stage? Are you ready to go out on that adventure? Even if that adventure means that it's just a new course that you're studying. I think you're going to dance around this throughout the week, but by the time we get to the end of the week, you're going to feel more aligned with the decisions that you've made. Now, in the process between here and there, we do have a Mercury retrograde speaking to Chiron. There could be some self-confidence issues. There could be some wounding words or memories of past failed attempts of doing what you want to do now. And I encourage you to face whatever sensitivities come up this week, whatever wounds come up this week, because by facing it, you're going to disempower it. You're going to be able to follow that trigger and find a treasure, which in turn will ensure that this energy is propelling you forward instead of holding you back. Now, we also have a quarter moon this week that's happening in a very private part of your life, almost on a subconscious level. And this energy does support ideas about this needs to end and this needs to begin in order for me to be successful in building a new foundation, a new root system that my entire life can blossom from. So this is another indicator that it's very important to follow any triggers you have this week and look for resolution that will propel you forward in a magical way. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, legacy, 2, transformation, the endings and beginnings, and 3, allies, dreams, people who stand shoulder to shoulder with you in life. Now, let's talk about why. A lot of this energy for you is happening behind the scenes in a private area of your life that does have to do with shared wealth, deep intimacies, legacies, endings, and beginnings. And as we move into this week, you're following your heart and you understand there's a fated choice that you're going to have to make and you're not really sure if you're ready. But as we move towards the end of the week, I think you're going to find all the answers and the assurances that you need. But between here and there, we do have Mercury, who is in retrograde, speaking to Chiron again. So there could be some old wounds or old securities that come up. I encourage you to face whatever this is. It doesn't matter how old it is, and it could be very old because this has to do with family legacy, your foundations, your roots, things that are overdue to go through a transformation. Ask the questions that you need to ask. Communicate any way that you need to communicate to move past this. It's all about following the trigger to find your treasure. And we do have a quarter moon this week that could bring up some tension around your friends, your allies, people you communicate with in big groups or even one-to-one and day in and day out. But whatever this edge or this motivation is in that area of your life, it is there to motivate you to move forward with those intentions that you set with the new moon and prepare you for the full moon, which is just around the corner and will really be highlighting your daily habits and people and places that you communicate with every single day. So that's something to keep in mind as well. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your partnerships, 2, your independence or your individuality, and 3, the reputation that you have, how you're known in the world or something around authority figures. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, a lot of the energy is focused right on those partnerships that you like to speak about, those one-to-one connections. As we step into this week, you have an invitation or you're aware of an invitation that's going to take you down a new direction, a fated direction. You may be a little bit uncomfortable with it, but as you process this in the coming days, I think you're going to feel more aligned with it. So trust the process. Now, during that process, we'll also have a Mercury retrograde meeting with Chiron. So some old wounds could come up. And what's important with this situation is we don't want our new partner to pay for our past partner's mistakes. So keep that in mind as you work with this energy. We want to heal whatever wound that may be within so we're set up for success without, because this will impact your overall life, your home work-life balance, that independence that you have in this shared relationship as well. And we also have a quarter moon this week, and that quarter moon is going to be highlighting the highest part of your solar chart. So this is your purpose, your reputation, authority figures, your authority, how it balances with your home work-life and those partnerships and independence. Now, whatever edge or motivation that comes up here, its intention is to remind you of the intentions that you set with the new moon and to prepare you for the Scorpio full moon that we have in just a few weeks that highlights your earning power, your self-esteem, and your resources. So follow those invitations. What do you need to change to be successful? And you will have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, new directions, 2, mind and body balance, and 3, the habits that you have. Now, let's talk about why. Now, a lot of this week's energy for you is focused around the work that you do, the habits that you have day in and day out, those rituals. This is an interesting energy because it's in flow with your overall health and wealth, but it also has to do with a mind-body balance. And in some regard, there is something that your heart is telling you that you need to change or engage or work with, possibly around habits, but you're not sure if you're ready to approach that early on in the week. By the end of the week, you should feel more aligned with like, yeah, this is what I need to do. I know I need to do it. Now, in that process, we do have Mercury, who's in retrograde, having another conversation with Chiron when it comes to this same area of your life. You may remember an old wound or be made aware of one that exists. And the invitation is to face it, to ask yourself, how can I ensure that this block is serving me and not working against me? And those little questions, those little action steps are going to really serve you well this week. Now, we do have a quarter moon also this week, and that's happening in an area of your life that supports new directions, new ideas, new convictions, new belief systems about yourself or about others, which definitely plays into your habits. And this quarter moon is going to serve as an activation, a reminder of those new moon intentions you set just a little bit ago, and to help you work towards the Scorpio full moon that we have that's in your sign. And this full moon can elevate and illuminate every area of your life. So it's a great time to think about the habits that you have and how you can change them as you move through this week. I hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses this week are your passions, things that you love without condition, people, places, and things, entrepreneurships, children of the mind, creative ideas, so your self-esteem, your self-worth, and that sense of transformation and growth. Now, let's talk about why. Now, most of this week's energy is focused around that fun and passionate area of your life. So it's kind of good that we have this heart-based energy just sort of ready to take a leap of faith in one way or the other. Now, as you step into this weekend, you may not feel as sure about the path that you see calling your name or that's opening up in the distance. But if you work through the questions, give yourself some space to think about the process in front of you. By the end of the week, you should feel more aligned with this heart-based, fated pathway that you're about to step down. Now, in the middle of this, we do have a retrograde Mercury having a conversation with Chiron. So some wounds that are connected to this passionate area of your life, this creative side of your life, could surface. There could be a little bit of self-esteem or self-doubt. Maybe you've shared something creatively or you've tried to launch something in the past and it took a lot of courage and you're not really sure if you have it in you again. Anytime that wound comes up this week or self-doubt, I encourage you just to turn around and face it. Ask yourself, how can you use this to serve you now? How can you use your experience to help other people? Because that's where the magic is. It's a wound that you help others prevent. You help others heal from it, which feeds into your vibration and your overall soul karma. Now, we do have a quarter moon this week, and that quarter moon could bring a little bit of tension when it comes to something behind the scenes, a transformation, a legacy. It could be shared wealth and deep intimacies as well. There's a lot of ways that this edgy energy could impact you, but I encourage you to use it as a push forward to say, yes, you know what? I do need to make these changes. I do need to work through endings and beginnings. I need to process. I'm not who I was. I am working towards this new person that you are constantly building, constantly expanding and growing toward. Focus on where you're going and not where you've been and lean into the transformation. Doing so will support you this week. I hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses this week have to do with your foundation, something close to your home, that root system. It also has to do with the support systems that you have in your life, including your partnership. So it's sort of like all in one, but it's a one, two, three. Think about foundations, home, and the one-to-one connections you have, how it impacts your home-work-life balance, and that sense of independence when it comes to all of these areas in your life. Now, the reason it feels like this is because most of the energy is focused around your home or the root of your solar chart. This is where we're going to have Venus meet the North Node this week. But before Venus goes and has a conversation with the North Node and says, this is our heart, this is our fated path, you're going to feel the need to give yourself some space to think about that, especially this weekend. You're going to approach the idea or that call that you feel in your heart a couple of different ways before you feel like you're in rhythm with it. I just encourage you to work with the paces, ask the right questions, help yourself adjust to this path ahead because it is unknown and you do need a little bit of space to get adjusted and ready for this empire that you're about to build. Now, in this process, we do have Mercury, who is in retrograde, having another conversation with Chiron. There could be some old wounds or something that surfaces that maybe you weren't aware of. And because it's there, it's sort of holding you back. It's giving you a little bit of doubt about this path that you have in front of you. But that's not what it's intended to do. This energy is surfacing so you can heal it, so you can work with it, so you can use it as an empowerment instead of a hindrance, not only for yourself, but all those that are around you, everyone that you inspire by what you do or just simply existing. So think about that. Face the wound. How can you work with it? How can it empower you? Now, we do have a quarter moon this week, and that quarter moon is that space between the new moon and the full moon, and this is that activation point. This is that point where we put our goals on the shelf or we take action on them, and I encourage you to take action. If anything feels edgy, especially around your one-to-one partnerships or people you communicate with day in and day out, that is an invitation to take action, to keep working toward the goals that you have that really supports your dreams, your network, how you feel and flow with your life. If you listen to that call, you're really going to serve your future self, especially around the full moon. I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Aquarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your social life, local vibes, how you communicate and who you communicate with every day. That's 2. It kind of goes together, and 3, the habits that you have, those rituals that you keep up with day in and day out. Now let's talk about why. Most of this week's energy is focused around that local environment, people, places, and things that you go to every day, that you communicate with every day, almost habitually. This is the area where your heart is thinking about this fated call you have. Should I go in that new direction, a direction I've never gone in before? What would it feel like if I do that? What will it change for me? And as you step into the weekend and early part of the next week, you may feel a little bit at odds with this. You just have to go through the paces, see the big picture, something you're good at, ask yourself some questions, and trust that this is the path that your heart is calling you to. And by the end of the week, when Venus meets the North Node, there could be some fated connections. You'll feel aligned about what needs to happen next. Now, we do have a Mercury retrograde meeting Chiron in this same neighborhood of your life. There could be an old wound or a self-esteem issue that could surface this week. As these wounds or as these sensitivities come up this week, your job is to face them, to ask them questions, to follow the trigger so you can find the treasure. Because once you do that, you'll remove the power that this situation has over you, and you'll be able to use that block as a stepping stone as you build towards this fated direction that you're stepping toward. Now, we also have a quarter moon this week, and that quarter moon is going to happen around the work that you do. It's the things that you must do every day, the chores that you have, the habits that you have, things that you do in service to others. And in this area, you could feel a little edgy. You could feel like, you know what, I'm really over this. I feel like I'm done here. I need to move on. And there's a healthy way to use that annoyance or that edge, and it's to continue toward the goals that you have. Because once the full moon gets here, this is going to highlight the highest part of your chart that has to do with your reputation, your career, your sense of purpose. So the invitation is to keep working towards your goals, and you're going to see a big breakthrough in the short term and also in the long term. With that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Pisces. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Pisces, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your values, 2, your resources, and 3, your passions, what you love without condition. Now, let's talk about why. Most of this week's energy is focused around your resources. So this is how you earn. It's how you spend. It's what's important to you, materialistic things, spiritual things. And it has a lot to do with self-esteem as well. And in this area, we have Venus, who will meet the North Node. A lot of fated connections are likely as we move towards the end of this week. But I do think that you're going to feel them now. You're going to feel this call to start changing as we step into this week. And there could be a little bit of back and forth, a little bit of distance. You may have to imagine your way forward, or you may have to consider, you know, how do I end this to begin this if I do step into that direction? And I think if you follow the questions and work through the energy, you're going to be set up for a lot of success for those fated moments that are going to come at the other end of the week. Now, between now and then, we also have a retrograde Mercury having a conversation with Chiron. So a recent wound or an old wound that's a reflection of something that happened recently is likely to come up. And this is a great time to clear the air, to notice what this story that is surfacing is trying to tell you, to use whatever block it is as a stepping stone. So you can use whatever this energy is that's blocking you as a stepping stone, as inspiration to help others to avoid a pain like this or a situation like this. No matter how it surfaces or how you react to it, the objective is to disempower it. And you disempower it by facing it. And the best way to disempower it is by facing it, which you'll have a lot of success with. Now, we also have a quarter moon this week, and this is the space between the new moon and the full moon. This is that point where we're like, should I go forward with my goals, put them on the shelf and think about them another day? And with this energy as a water sign, I encourage you to lean into goals that you have, the changes that you have been making. Really, it's that you don't want to put them on the shelf. You want to activate them. And this is going to be a little bit challenging this week because this energy is going to surface around something that's connected to your heart that you're passionate about. And you may not be sure if you should go forward with something or if you should table it. And I do think that in some way, what you're working on here, you do need to go forward with, because when we get to the full moon in Scorpio, there's going to be a great opportunity to expand your horizons, to go in a new direction where you haven't gone before. It also supports publishing, getting your voice out there in a different way. A lot of opportunity with this energy. So when you feel that edge, you want to lean into it and say, yes, I'm making these changes. If you feel any wounds, you want to say, you know what? I'm ready to heal this. I'm ready to inspire others. And when that heart calls towards those faded moments, trust that you are ready, Pisces. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time.